talk. Have you ever had a vivid memory pop up and take you back to a moment in time that was meaningful? I had one of those this week. I had left a Bible study and the discussion on grace stuck with me. And as I reflected on God's grace, I thought back to a moment 30 years ago. I was probably 8 years old at the time. It was in a small country church, and my mom, dad, and brother and I were singing a special song. I could vividly hear us trying to harmonize the best we could as my dad strummed the guitar. The song was, "His Grace is Sufficient." Why was that moment so meaningful? Well, I remember the freshness of God's grace for my family. We had only been a part of the little church for maybe 2 or 3 years, and it was a couple years prior to that that a tragic situation occurred in our home. A toddler had drowned in our pool, and through that horrible event, a pastor showed up at the door. God's grace had entered our home that day and drew my family into the church fellowship. We did not come from a Christian background, and until that day, none of my family had ever known about Jesus. My mother's pain was probably felt the deepest, but God's grace. 3 years later, there we were singing His Grace is Sufficient with a newness and worship that flowed from a meaningful gift that we were given. And when I think back to moments of grace received, there is available power in it for me today. And remembering the freshness of God's grace causes me to continue to value it. It's fuel for transformation. In 2 Corinthians 12:8 through 9, Paul says, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But the Lord said, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power works best in your weaknesses. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" It is in the present tense that Paul says God's grace is sufficient, highlighting the ever-present availability and sufficiency of God's grace for him and every believer. No matter how critical a circumstance of weakness we are enduring, it is the platform that God uses to demonstrate and perfecting his power, keeping our flesh from puffing us up with pride. Grace is the basis for our faith. We believe in Jesus' finished work on the cross by faith through grace. God's grace is simply defined as a free gift of undeserved favor, never earned. Grace is the fabric of God's character. It's his DNA. It's part of who he is. And we might add that it's not just a free gift, but a highly desirable, precious gift given to someone that causes them great delight. And we could take it a little further and say that the ultimate gift of grace would be to give that same gift to an enemy. Paul would know what that's like, a teacher of the law who killed Jesus' followers, yet grace meets him on the road to Damascus. But we have all been his enemy, haven't we? I didn't stay that 8-year-old boy singing joyfully about God's grace. Through adolescence, I drifted from the grace of God. I walked a foolish road until he brought me back into fellowship in my late 20s. I needed his grace again, but this time I needed to learn to value it. In order to really receive God's free gift of grace, we have to unwrap it, value it, put it to use in our lives, and share it with others around us. And if we don't, then it becomes that gift we once valued, but shoved it in the back of the closet, later to be sold for a couple of bucks at a yard sale. Cheap grace. God's grace wasn't cheap. It cost Jesus pain and suffering, and we could have strength in our weaknesses. And Romans 2:4 says, "God's kindness is meant to lead us to repentance." It is God's grace that fuels transformation and leads us to obedience and true worship. No matter what you are enduring right now, it is available today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for overflowing with generosity, for not only giving us grace at conversion, but making it ever-present and available to us for daily growth. Thank you for our weaknesses, for keeping us in a humble position to receive your grace. Help us to stay there so that your power might be demonstrated. And if there be any pride or devaluing of your free gift, help us to truly repent by remembering your kindness for us. May we experience your transforming power and share grace with those around us today. Help us to remember the sin you saved us from so that we can treat others with the same love that you showed us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.